Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Listening in on our conversation with the governor, along with all of you, has been WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks. Anthony joins us now. Good morning, Anthony. What jumped out at you from this conversation?
Well, good morning, Bob. Well, I have to say that what struck me was the reason Governor Patrick doesn't want to run. He talked about the cruelty of the process that could ultimately splash back on members of his family. And I think anyone who's covered this business of running for president or certainly participated in it understands that. And I think it's a sad and profound commentary about one of the limitations of our system. I mean, I don't know if Governor Patrick would have, how far he would have made it if he would have been elected to the White House, but I'm certain he would have brought an important point of view and a lot of important issues to the fore. And I'm sorry that he's not running, but I certainly understand it. I understand when he talks about the cruelty of this system.
I'm wondering what you think Governor Patrick's decision to not run might mean for Senator Elizabeth Warren as she also ponders a candidacy. Most people seem to think that she's very likely to run.
Yeah, it's an interesting question. I mean, they both come from Massachusetts, of course. I think they would have represented two very different kinds of candidates. I mean, Warren has really become a force on the progressive wing of the party, occupying the sort of Bernie Sanders terrain, if you will. You know, if she runs, her focus is going to be how to address the hollowing out of the middle class, government corruption in Washington. Deval Patrick arguably has some progressive positions as well, but I think he would have brought to the campaign this kind of big, sweeping, uplifting story about the promise of this country. I heard a speech he gave recently when he was campaigning before the midterms out in Cleveland, and he gave a very powerful speech built around the idea that we can't be a great country unless we are a good country first. And by that, you know, he was talking about things like a great country is good to its people. It doesn't separate families at the border and put kids in cages. He talks about a kind of commitment to civic responsibility. So he would have brought the kind of inspirational rhetoric and ideas, not unlike Barack Obama, frankly, whose advisors we know were encouraging Patrick to run. You know, in terms of the more practical effect on Elizabeth Warren, if they were both running, Warren would have a big advantage, at least initially, because she's had this big head start getting her name out there. But at a certain point, they'd be competing for some of the same Massachusetts-based political donors. But now that Patrick is out, that's something that won't be a factor if Warren does, in fact, decide to run, which most people expect her to do.
You know, Patrick would have played a different role in the campaign than Elizabeth Warren. Who might fill that space that Patrick would have occupied, appealing to traditional middle-of-the-road Democrats, people who aren't necessarily looking for, a hard-pressed campaign, but more of a reasonable conversation about the country and the country's future?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. And I was struck by one of the things that Patrick said was, we don't yet know who all those candidates are, although, you know, there's talk of about 36 people. But, you know, I come back to this idea that if Patrick had run, his strength would have been this uplifting, inspirational story that he's so capable of telling. So I don't know. I think of someone like Beto O'Rourke of Texas might fill that space. Patrick would have also been in a position to attract the important African-American vote, which is so crucial in the primaries, particularly in the South. So he would have competed with people like Senator Kamala Harris of California, Cory Booker of New Jersey, and former Attorney General Eric Holder, if any of them decide to run. So it'll be interesting to see who else emerges as we move toward the presidential election season. And Bob, I'm struck finally by just how quickly it's upon us. I was talking to a Democratic strategist just earlier this week, and she said, we're just 425 days from the Iowa caucuses. And for those of you keeping score at home, that would be 432 days from the New Hampshire primary. So it's striking as well that if you're going to run or if you're not going to run, you've got to make up your mind now. And that's one of the reasons why we heard from Governor Patrick this morning.
WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks, thanks a lot for joining us to talk about Governor Patrick's decision to not get into the 2020 presidential contest. Thanks, Anthony.
Oh, thank you, Bob. My pleasure.